This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 21st. Well, the wheat markets had a pretty interesting week last week, chopping around quite a bit, but we managed to move higher in the winter wheats while Minneapolis ended the week lower. We did get some strength early in the week, at least in Minneapolis and the other winters, and then by Thursday and Friday, Minneapolis was selling off while the winter wheats continued to plow their way higher. So by the end of the week, we had Chicago up 24 cents, Kansas City up 14, Minneapolis was down 3. Now, in Minneapolis wheat, we're seeing some better weather conditions across the Canadian prairies. That should help with their harvest. Of course, here in the U.S., spring wheat harvest has been pretty much ground to a halt with the storms that have come across the northern plains, as has winter wheat planting. Now, that hasn't been very bullish for the Minneapolis market, at least over the last few weeks, and it just appears that that market has pretty much run its course. It had a nice rally because of the harvest delays, and they were pretty significant, but we had a big crop to start with, and most of it was in the bin before the rains came. So there's just not enough of a shortage or a loss of the crop of good, hard, red spring wheat, or even, you know, high quality winter wheat for that matter, to really cause a lot of concern about supplies of milling grade wheat. Now, in the winter wheats, Chicago leading the way higher on reports out of Australia that private estimates were coming down for wheat production, down about 3.5 million tons, taking it down to 15.5 million. USDA still has them at 18 million. So that's a pretty notable discrepancy this late in the growing season. And it looks like Australia is just going to have as bad of a crop as they've had the last couple years. So for hard red winter wheat, finding some support there from news, of course, across the northern plains, winter wheat planting is done, and we're down at least 1 million acres across the north. There is chatter that the central and southern plains wheat plantings will be down as well. Profitability is pretty much zero for hard red winter wheat, and there is some for the row crops or soft red. So producers, and this would be more, you know, from central, the central line of the central and southern plains on east, if they can switch to a different crop, it's looking like they'll do that. So there could be a much different fundamental dynamic in place a year from now, but we just don't know what those acres are. We won't know until January. So that's kind of what we're hearing, is that there's going to be a noticeable drop in hard red winter wheat acres. And this just follows year after year of drops in wheat plantings in general, and in particular hard red and spring wheat. So, you know, next year you're probably going to see an increase in spring wheat. Those acres across Montana, North Dakota, western North Dakota that didn't get planted to winter wheat probably go to spring wheat, especially with a $4 loan rate. You got something to hang your hat on there. In the southern plains, you know, east of that center line, they'll probably go to corn or soybeans. West of the center line, they'll probably go to sorghum. Had a pretty decent sorghum crop this year. So there are alternatives. Of course, further west you go, the fewer those alternatives are. But it looks like you're going to see a notable drop in hard red winter wheat acres. Soft red acres, not so sure yet, not hearing a lot of reports there, but keeping in mind there's a great deal of empty acres sitting out there that didn't get planted this year, easily could go back into soft red if producers were inclined to do that. So again, I think for next year, the 2020-2021 crop years, that this massive discount of Kansas City to Chicago will all but be eliminated. And so you're sitting at 80 cents discount for the 2020 crop year. That's pretty remarkable when you think about it. We're at a dollar discount for the front months, which in itself is pretty breathtaking to see Kansas City, and that is by far an all-time historic low. World prices too have been working their way higher over the last few weeks. We saw that last week Egypt bought a pretty good chunk of wheat at about $9 a ton higher than the previous week. We saw that this week it looks like world prices continue to move higher as well, up about another 4. So it's pretty impressive, you know, the kind of price action we're seeing worldwide. And that's obviously having a support factor to U.S. prices. And primarily that would fall on the Chicago market. Hedge funds have been short wheat for quite a while. It would suggest that they are just looking at the price action, that they're covering some shorts here. And I think that's part of the driver with Chicago moving so premium over Kansas City, that in large part that is because of the hedge funds covering their shorts. And of course, they're primarily going to be, you know, positioned in the Chicago market. Now, export sales last week at 395,000 tons, that was right in the middle of the range of estimates. Hard red winter wheat was 162,000, soft red 35,000, spring wheat 146,000, white wheat 51,000. Not any notable players there. Didn't see China show up there. Year-to-date sales sit at 53% of the expectations. Normally, we're about 59%. Saudi Arabia over the weekend announced they bought 605,000 tons of wheat, so they completed that. It looks to be optional origin, and you know, prices again just continuing to ratchet their way higher. So I look for wheat to probably stall out likely this week, but it might stretch late. We've had a pretty good run here. It seems to be some momentum building. But if indeed it's just hedge fund short covering, they probably got most of that done on Friday. Otherwise, it would be probably wrapping that up this week. Seasonal tendencies tend to stall out around this time of October, so we have to be mindful of that as well. Looking for some reversals down, any sort of indication that the market has run out of gas. The spreads could give us an indication of that too, with Kansas City losing to Chicago by a pretty big chunk on Friday. Usually the spreads don't have that kind of move, you know, 5-6 cents. When you see that, it's probably the capitulation. And I have a feeling that that's probably what that was, but we'll just have to wait and see how today's price action goes. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.